Acts chapter 25. 3 days after Festus made a Caesarea as the governor, he gone up to Jerusalem. Thereso, the high priest and the Jewish leader there meet with Festus and start telling all what they may accuse Paul of. Then beg Festus one favor to send Paul back to Jerusalem. Actually, they plan them if they wait Paul and kill him when they bring him upon the way. But Festus tell them say that Paul was stay right there at Caesarea, can he himself going back there directly. So he tell them say,
make uno leader then go back there with me. If Paul do anything wrong, uno could start uno case down there.
Festus stay with them 8 or 10 days, and then he gone back to Caesarea. The very next day he take a place as judge. Then he get others for them bring in Paul. The minute Paul walk in at the courtroom, the Jews that were me condone from Jerusalem, then surround her and they start to accuse her about some serious things when they couldn't prove. Paul stand up for defend himself and say,
sir, I no commit no crime against the Jewish law, nor the temple, nor against Caesar.
Then Festus, say away he may want to please the Jews then, ask Paul say,
you willing to go up to Jerusalem and stand trial front of me there?
But Paul answer say,
no, sir. I not done the stand for trial front of Caesar court right now. So I no say, why you can't try me right here? You well know, sir, that I not do the Jews there nothing. If I do something, I deserve death. I no mind for dead. But if I innocent, then neither you nor nobody no got no right to hand me over to thee. Make Caesar itself try me.
Festus talk it over with the advisor there, and then he tell Paul, say,
you ask for Caesar trial, so that Caesar you're going to.
Now some time later, King Agrippa and his sister Bernice come to heal Festus. Then they there for several days, and during that time, Festus talk over Paul's case with the king. He say,
we got one prisoner here where Felix left for we tend to. When I'm dead at Jerusalem, the chief priest there and the Jewish leader then press charges against her. And me want a sentence her to death. Well, of course, me Mickey's point out today that we Romans not do things so. We not sentence nobody without hearing case first. We have to make sure that the man get one chance for face the accuser then and defend himself. So when the Jews then condone ya with me for the case, I never waste no time. The very next day, I take me seat in at the court and order them for bringing Paul. When they start to throw them charges on Paul, that means nothing to do with the kind of crime I may they expect. That means something to do with their religion. About somebody when he and Jesus were done dead. But where Paul insists on me alive. I never know what to do to get to the bottom of this whole thing. So I asked Paul if he would have want to go up to Jerusalem to stand trial there for the charges against him. But Paul said he want to keep on right at Caesarea till Caesar could decide what to do about him. So I order for them to carry him back to jail till I could arrange for send him to Caesar.
Agrippa tell him, say,
you know what? I would have liked fear the man myself.
So Festus answer, say,
well, look, you hear him tomorrow.
So the next day, Agrippa and Bernice make one grand entrance in at the auditorium with a lot of show. All that big shot there and the army officer that made there. Then Festus ordered them to bring out Paul. Festus get up and say,
King Agrippa, are everybody where they are? This that the man, where the Jews there are, and then one from Jerusalem, they holla say that they want turn dead. But in a fi me opinion, he not do nothing to make you dead. Anyhow, he asked for one trial front of Caesar. And so, I decide to send her to Rome. But I don't know where I want to write tell Caesar about this man. So I bring her front of Uno, and especially front of you, King Agrippa, so that after Uno examine her, maybe I might get something for right. Because for me, it don't make no sense to send one prisoner away to Caesar if we not got no charge against her.